Would you turn with me to the Roman letter of the Apostle Paul?
请我们打开罗马书
Chapter 8.
第八章
We will read once again these verses.
我们再把我们这次主题的
经文 From verse 28.
从第二十六节开始
And we know that to them that love God, all things work together for good, even to them that are called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also foreordained to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. And whom he foreordained, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified,Them he also glorified.
二十八节，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被招的人，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义。所称为义的人又叫他们的荣耀
Now if you will turn to the first letter of the Apostle John
约翰一书
and chapter 3
第三章
from verse 1
第一节
Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us that we should be called children of God and such we areFor this cause the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we children of God, and it is not yet made manifest what we shall be. We know that if he shall be manifested, we shall be like him, for we shall see him even as he is.
约翰一书三章第一节到第三节，你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。世人所不认识我们，因未曾认识他。亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的。
Then if you will turn with me to the Gospel of Mark, Mark's Gospel, and chapter 8,
第八章
and I will read from verse 31.
三十一节
And Jesus began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes,and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. And he spake the saying openly. And Peter took him, and began to rebuke him. But he, turning about and seeing his disciples, rebuked Peter, and said, Get thee behind me, Satan, for thou mindest not the things of God, but the things of men. And he called unto him the multitude with his disciples,And said unto them, If any man would follow me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever would save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's shall save it.
马可八章三十一节从此他教训他们说人子必须受许多的苦被长老祭司长和文士弃绝并且被杀过三天复活耶稣明明地说这话彼得就拉着他劝他耶稣转过来看着门徒就责备彼得说撒旦推我后边去吧 因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。于是叫众人和门徒来，对他们说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必要丧掉生命；凡为我和福音丧掉生命的，必救了生命。
Amen. Should we have another word of prayer, please?
让我们一起有点祷告。
Beloved Lord, we thank you that we're found here gathered in your name.
亲爱的天父，我们何等感谢你，我们能够奉你的名聚集。
And we praise you, Lord, that you've made provision for us.
我们赞美你，因为你为我们有丰富的预备。
You have not left us, Lord, to our own natural energy or talents or gifts.
你没有让我们靠着自己天然的能力、天然的智慧、恩典、恩赐。
Lord, you have provided for us an anointing.
因为你为我们预备了圣膏油。
And into that anointing that you so dearly won for us.
因着你的得胜，你把这个膏油赐下来。
We stand now by faith.
因着信，我们站在这个恩典中。
For both the speaking of your word, the translating of your word, and the hearing of it.
为着说话的人、翻译的人与听话的人。
Lord, touch our hearts.
求你摸住我们每个人的心。
Speak to our hearts, Lord.
向我们的心说话。
Not just to our heads.
不是仅仅对我们的脑袋说话。
But to our hearts.
求你向我们的心说话。
Meet us this day, we pray.
今天预着我们每一个人。
And we shall be careful to give you all the thanksgiving and praise of our hearts.
我们从心里面来把荣耀、感谢、尊贵归给你。
We ask this in the name of our Messiah, the Lord Jesus.
我们乃是奉耶稣基督的尊名祷告。
Amen.But I'm sure everybody knows that the theme of this conference is taken from that verse 29 of Romans 8, conformed to the image of his Son.
我想到这个时候，每一位弟兄姊妹都应该知道，我们大会的主题是出自于罗马书第八章，磨成他儿子的形象。
And my responsibility has been the little phrase.We read in 1 John 3 and verse 3, we shall be like him.
那我分到的子题乃是讲到约翰一书第三章我们念过的，我们要像他。
The purpose of God is very simple.
神的旨意很简单。
It is that every child of God should be changed.Into the likeness of the Lord Jesus.
就是每一位神的儿女都要改变像他的儿子耶稣基督。
There are no exceptions.
没有任何的例外。
His predestinating purpose is to conform us to the image of his Son.
他预先所定下的旨意就是叫我们能够磨成他儿子的形象。
But we have to face reality.
但是今天我们必须面对现实。
Few of us are like the Lord Jesus.
我们太少的人像基督了。
We still bear all the marks of Adam.
我们很多的时候更像那个老亚当。
Even though we're born of God.
虽然我们已经重生,
Even though we're saved by the grace of God,
我们靠着恩典也得救了,
Even though the Holy Spirit dwells within us,
圣灵也住在我们里面了,
Still there is in all our lives an area that is not at all like the Lord Jesus.
但是我们生活有许多的方面仍然不像我们的主。
And yet, when we face this reality,We have also to face the simple fact that the purpose of God is to change us into the likeness of the Lord Jesus.
虽然我们现在看见现实是这样的远，而神的旨意并没有因为这个原因而改变。
We have to face the reality of what we are. In ourselves, that is. And we have to face it not with depression, but with faith and obedience. The God has made glorious and all-powerful provision for every child of His. All the grace and all the power of God is available to every child of God. All that you need to overcome, every problem, every insoluble circumstance in your life.
不论我们今天的光景是怎样的困难，怎样的没有办法解决，
He has foreseen.
他老早看过,
and
看见,
made provision.
为了这个光景,
we are without excuse.
他给了我们一切我们所需要的,
the grace is there.
恩典在够, 我们不需要有借口,
the power is there.
能力也够,
it is the Holy Spirit Himself who has been given to us.
因为神给我们的,
to make the Lord Jesus a living reality in our lives. And to change us into His likeness. The Lord Jesus, in memorable words, said, I will not leave you orphans.
耶稣有一句很让我们难忘的话，他说道：“我不会离开你们为孤儿。”
I come unto you.
我来到你们中间。
And he spoke of the Holy Spirit.
他乃是指着圣灵说的。
The one alongside.
那一位站在我们旁边的。
The advocate.
那一位为我们辩护的。
The helper.
帮助我们的。
I don't really like that term, helper. It devalues the person of the Holy Spirit. As if he is some little helper that gets behind us and pushes us forward. I like advocate. You have a lawyer because he's supposed to know everything.
你有一位律师,
you can ask an advocate all kinds of questions. And he ought to give you the answers. And that is precisely the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Never speaking of himself. Always revealing the Lord Jesus. Always taking the treasures of wisdom and knowledge hidden in the Lord Jesus and making them real to us when we need them. It is the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And I find it amazing that when the Apostle Paul speaks of our being changed into the likeness of the Lord Jesus.
我很稀奇，每一次保罗提到我们要被磨成他儿子的形象的时候，
he prefaces this glorious statement with these words.
他总是在前面讲这几句重要的话。
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
圣灵在哪里，那里就有自由。
And he ends it with this word, as from the Lord the Spirit. The Holy Spirit so rarely draws attention to himself. But when it comes to our being changed into the likeness of the Lord Jesus,
但是当他来在我们上做改变磨成他儿子形象这个工作的时候，
he underlines this one simple fact.
他就在我们上让我们注目这个重点。
Without the Holy Spirit, there can be no transformation.
离开了圣灵,
You can study your Bible.
你可以读圣经,
you can become a biblical encyclopedia. You can be correct in your doctrine. But you will remain just where you are. Lots of knowledge. And no transformation. But when the Lord, the Spirit is there, when He is in charge, when He is obeyed, when His ministry is understood, then He will make the Lord Jesus a living reality in the life of that child of God. He will change them from a sinner into a saint. He will change them into the very likeness of the Lord Jesus. What was once ugliness becomes beauty. What was once pride becomes humility. What was once impatience becomes endurance. It is the work of the Holy Spirit. If you quench the Holy Spirit, you are finished. If you grieve the Holy Spirit, His work in you is paralyzed. So important is this matter. How are we to be like Him? Only as we behold Him. With unveiled face. We behold Him with unveiled face. We are changed. Mark it. We are changed from glory to glory. As from the Lord, the Spirit.
请在这一节圣经上画下一个记号, 我们乃是从荣上加荣, 好像主的灵变成的。
We still remain earthen vessels.
是,我们仍然是一个, 陶器。
Some of us more earthen than others.
有的陶器比另外一个更土一点。
Clay pot.
是一个陶器,
some cracked,
有的还裂了,
but clay pot.
不管怎么样, 是一个陶器,
but into that earthen vessel, God has poured eternal treasure.
但是这一个不值钱的陶器里头, 神却把一个永远的宝贝藏在里头。
It is the work of the Holy Spirit.
这是圣灵做的。
No less, no more.
不多,
it is the work of the Holy Spirit.
这完全是圣灵的工作。
He has always been the supervisor.
他是我们的, 这个监护人。
Always been the manager.
他也是我们的管理人。
When the world was empty and void,
当这个世界还是空虚混沌的时候,
He was the one who hovered over the water. It was the Holy Spirit who supervised the whole creation. Who brought light out of darkness. It was the Holy Spirit who came upon Mary. A young girl.
一个年轻的女孩,
and Jesus was conceived.
耶稣就因着这个圣灵的能力而怀孕了。
By the Holy Spirit.
这是圣灵做的。
The Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
圣灵把道成肉身住在我们中间做成。
It was the Holy Spirit who came on the day of Pentecost.
圣灵在五旬节那一天降临地上
and created the body of the Lord Jesus.
充满在教会成为基督的身体
took 120 poor, ordinary, and for us unnamed people.
浇灌在那120个我们不知道姓名这一群人的身上
and joined them to the head in heaven.
把这一群人跟天上的头连在一起
so that head and body became one living organism.
所以头跟身地上的身体连成一个活的有机体。
It was the Holy Spirit who did it.
这是圣灵自己做的工作。
He was the supervisor.
他是监管人。
He was the manager.
他是这个经理。
That living heavenly organism turned the known world upside down.
因着这个工作，这个活的有机体来到这个地上，把整个的世界翻过来。
It turned the Jewish world upside down.
把犹太人的世界翻过来。
It turned the Greek world upside down.
把希腊的世界翻过来。
It turned the Roman world upside down.
把罗马的世界也翻过来。
It turned the barbarian world upside down.
把那个野蛮的世界改变过来。
Wherever it remained true to the principles of its birth.
只要这地上有一群人对这个重生重视。
It turned the world upside down.
他把整个的世界反过来。
Till man got his clammy hands on it.
就是让神的手抓住我们。
And it became like any other earthly organization.
但是人的手在抓到神的工作的时候就把神的工作破坏变成一个世界的组织。
But then it was the Holy Spirit who again and again in the history of the church took the initiative.
但是你看整个的历史圣灵不断地做恢复的工作人一般一直失败圣灵就做反应。
And once again brought people into a living relationship with the headAt the right hand of God.
每一次都是把一群人带回来与天上的头连重新连接在一起。
Whether it was the Priscillianists or the Waldenses,
不管是 Priscillian 这一些人也好 ，Walden 这些人弟兄们也好
，or whether it was the Reformation,
或者在更正
，or the Anabaptists,
或者在重庆派
，or the Quakers,
或者是。这个 Quaker 这些弟兄们
or the first great evangelical awakening,
或者是在福音运动的这一群人
and coming right down to our own day,
到二十一世纪
every move of the Holy Spirit,
每一次的行动都是圣灵的行动
it was to bring men and women saved by the grace of God back into relationship with the head at the right hand of God,
把神的儿女带回到与神有正常的关系
Dear brothers, dear sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
I'm so glad that the Holy Spirit is the supervisor and the manager.
我非常的感谢神，圣灵今天是这一切的老板与一切的经理。
He rarely speaks of himself.
他不提到他自己。
He rarely draws attention to himself.
他也不把人的注意力向他来吸引。
His whole ministry is centered in the Lord Jesus.
他整个的执事是以基督为中心。
But you cannot do without him.
但是你却离不了他。
You cannot ignore him.
你不能忽略他。
You cannot grieve him.
你不可以让他担忧。
You cannot quench him.
你不能这个止息他的工作。
If you do,
如果你这样做
on every level,
不管任何阶层
whether it is the work of the Lord,
不管是主的工作
whether it is the church of the Lord,
或者是神的教会
whether it is family life,
或者你个人的家庭
whether it is your business life,
或者你自己的事业
or whether it is your personal life,
或者你个人的生活
it is paralyzed,
都要被僵化
the whole work of the Holy Spirit stops,
整个圣灵的工作停止
the fire is gone,
火就消失
The power has gone.
能力消失
The livingness has gone.
那个活的生机不见了
And we are left a collection.
我们只是变成一群 能够做古董而已,
of religious people.
是宗教徒。
This matter of being made like him is essential.
磨成主的形象的这件事情是至关重要的事情。
Man was created, as the book says, in the image and likeness of God.
这本圣经告诉我们, 人当初被创造的时候, 乃是按照他的形象与样式造的。
You had that in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26.
创世纪1章26节。
When man fell,
但是当人堕落的时候,
he became something other than what was intended.
他就变成了一个跟神原初旨意完全不同的一个东西。
Do you remember the story?
你记得吗?
Do you remember there were two trees in the garden?
你记得那两棵树在伊甸园里?
I don't know what's wrong with Christians, but they're always wondering what the tree was. Was it an apple tree? Was it an orange tree? Was it a mango?
我不知道人的脑袋为什么每次都要问那棵树到底是橘子树、苹果树还是芒果树这样奇怪的问题。
What does it matter?
有什么意义呢?
It wasn't the tree.
问题不是树。
It was the obedience or disobedience.
问题是人顺服神还是不顺服。
That was the issue.
那才是关键。
God could have taken a rose bush and said, you are not to pick those roses.
神那天可以指着玫瑰花做这样同样的事情。
In the day you pick those roses, you will surely die.
神对亚当说你采玫瑰花的那天你就死。
It doesn't matter what the tree was.
根本不在乎是什么东西。
But trees in the Bible, as you know, there is tremendous symbolism in the Bible.
但是神用树，这是有它的预表性。
Trees speak of man.
树都代表着人性,
of men,
讲到人性,
women, human being,
讲到人,
there was the tree of life,
那里有生命树,
the Lord never said you shall not eat of that,
神没有说不可以吃这个,
and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil,
另外一棵知识上的树,
that is, you have two kinds of human constitution,
在这里有人的有两个特性,
the first is centered in the life of God.
一个特性就是以神为中心,
eternal life.
这个是永生。
Let me put it another way.
或者另外方式,
it is a human being as God intended, God conscious, God centered, and God dependent.
这里是 这样的人,他是以神为中心,他能够随时意识到神, 而且依靠神的生命。
Let me put it another way.
再用一个方式表达。
Christ conscious, Christ centered, Christ dependent.
这个人乃是以基督为中心, 意识基督, 然后依靠基督。
The other tree represents another kind of human being.
但是另一棵树呢,又代表另一种人类。
Self-conscious, self-centered, self-dependent.
这样的人是自我意识,以自我为中心,有依靠自己的人。
Adam and Eve chose the second.
亚当夏娃, 去拣选的时候，他拣选第二种人。
They took of the fruit of the knowledge of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
他们吃了知识上的树的果子。
In the moment that they took that fruit, their constitution changed.
所以当他们做这个选择的那一刻，他们整个的人性就改变了。
Read it in Genesis chapter 3.
你去第三章读的时候，
They suddenly became aware they were naked.
他马上就感觉到自己是。
They became self-conscious for the first time.
他们是有,
被造以来第一次对自己有感应。
And they hid from God. 然后他藏起来。Secondly, 第二 they became self-dependent.
他们就靠自己了。
They took leaves and sewed them together.
他马上就做了一件用叶子编起来的裙子。
Made some kind of girdle, some kind of breeches.
做了一个裙子。
They did not wait for God's answer.
他们并没有等候神的答案。
He slew a lamb.
神主动的就杀了一只羊。
They used the leaves.
但是人却只是用叶子。
And when the Lord said, "What have you done?"
神就问他，你们做了什么？
Adam immediately said, "It wasn't me. It's the woman you gave me."
亚当马上反应说，不是我做的，是他，你给我造的那个女人。
Self-centeredness.
这是自我中心。
If anyone's going to get judged, judge her, Lord.
要有人被审判，审判他。
She got me into this mess.
那个女人把我搞得这个样子。
And immediately Eve said, "It wasn't me."
夏娃就说，不是我。
It was the serpent you created.
是蛇，你造的蛇。
He beguiled me.
他骗了我。
They were all self-centered.
所以你会发现，每一个就变成非常自我中心。
In this amazing book of symbolism, typology.We have the whole story of mankind.
在这个简单的故事里头，充满了预表性，告诉我们人类历史整个的故事。
Satan had said something so real.
撒旦的话很真实。
You shall not surely die.
你不会马上死的。
In the day that you eat thereof,
你吃的日子
you will be as God.
你要像神一样。
Or let me put it another way. You shall be gods.
你可以像众神。
That is the whole of human history. From Cain to the present day.
这句话就说错了，从该隐一直到今天，人的心就是如此。
I at the heart of everything.
我是一切事物的中心。
Human genius.
这是人的聪明
human energy,
人的能力
human power,
人的权势
you shall be as gods,
去篡夺神的
you won't need the Lord,
你不需要神
you will be yourself a little God,
你就是一个小的神
self-contained,
有你就够了
Now, I'm almost tempted to stay here for a little while, but I mustn't. We must go on.
我要继续讲。
All of human history stems from this being other than what God intended us to be.
所以你看整个的人类的历史我们就变到一个程度根本跟神原初的旨意相反。
It's all there.
你通通看得见。
It's Babel.
这个原则就是巴别塔的原则。
In Hebrew, Babel is the Hebrew for Babylon.
这个巴别塔的巴别，这希伯来话就是巴比伦。
Babel means confusion.
这个意思原文就是这个复杂。
What was so crystal clear to man?
人认为很清楚。
God called it confusion.
但是神说这是混杂。
And when they began to build that tower,
当他们建那个塔的时候，
to make themselves a name,
要为自己扬名，
corporate self-centeredness.
你就会发现这里人联合起来一个团体的
corporate consciousness.
是这个是整个人联合在一起干
corporate dependence
是我们彼此靠在一起
we will build a city
我们建一个城
we will build a tower that will reach to heaven
我们大家一起建一个塔
we will bring a golden era to mankind
我们要为人类创造一个黄金的时
代 a golden millennium
一个黄金的千年
of peace
和平
of equality
平等
of brotherhood
兄弟兄
And thus,
you have the history of this world.
这不就是人类的历史所走过的吗?
Every time I see Muslim militants decapitating men, innocent men, on television, every time I hear of a pedophile murdering some innocent baby child, I think of what happened in the garden.
每一次我看到那些回教的极端分子怎么样来把一个人的脑袋砍下来在电视上每一次我看到一些谋杀犯把人杀一个小孩杀死我就回想马上想到在伊甸园的故事
Here we are 6,000 years later.
今年我们6000年以后
And still we are the same.
我们没有改变
We can be no other.
我们还是一样
It is this constitution.
这就是
This human constitution.
就是人性堕落的那个表现
You understand?
懂吗?
Yet God made us in his image.
但是不要忘了 原初是照他的形象与样式造的
His likeness. Think of it.
好好想一想
That image of the Lord, that likeness of the Lord, has been horribly defaced.
那个原初神造人的形象与样式被完全屈扭了。In
its place has become avarice and greed, power and unbridled ambition.
取代的是 无止境的贪心，无止境的这个骄傲，这些丑恶的人性。
It is in fact man fallen mankind.
这整个我们可以就是说堕落的人性。
We will make ourselves a name.
我们想为自己留名。
It comes down to the personal.
我们个人也是,
I will make myself a name.
我要为自己留名,
I find it incredible.
这是很难想象的,
that the European Parliament has built a building that is after the Dutch painter Peter Bruegel. Can you translate? This is too much.
这个我。 你如果注意这个欧盟，他们盖了一个欧盟的总部，是请这个一个荷兰的这个画家。
In 15 something, 1563 or 23, he painted a painting of the Tower of Babel.
他在16世纪这个有名的画家，16世纪的时候画了一个巴别塔的画。
And the European Parliament commissioned someone. To build the Parliament building after the Tower of Babel.
那当时这个欧盟总部呢，就授权给这一个建筑师按照那个图画盖一个他们的总部。Babel, 巴比伦，巴比塔。
It's still with us.
今天又在这里。
Now we have globalization.
那么现在我们也讲到世界村。
Now we've come full circle.
我们好像人又转了一圈。
The whole world is a global village.
全世界是一个世界村。
Now we have a great new power arising in Europe.
现在欧盟要起来了。
It is the fourth kingdom of Daniel.
这是但以理所说的第四个国度。
It is a renewed, revived, recreated fourth kingdom.
这是那第四个国度的重建。
And just so that I can get it clear over to you if it means anything, in front of the European Commission who answers to no parliament,
这个欧盟的头现在不需要面对任何的这个议会,
is a very modern statue of a huge bull.
这个房子的前面有一个很大的塑像, 就是一个牛,
and on the bull is a woman.
在那个牛的上面坐了一个女人。
It is the old legend of Europa.
那个整个的像是古时候的这个欧洲的一个代表。
It's based on a legend.
它是根据一个故事。
That Jupiter,
就是宙斯这个神
became a bull.
他变成这个大的牛。
In order to deceive a woman.
然后来骗这个女人,
he lusted after her.
因为他喜欢这个女人,
and he offered her a ride.
他就给她一个,
and she took the ride.
那这个女人就骑在这个车,
and then he transformed himself back to what he was and raped her.
然后这个牛就变成了原来的本来的宙斯, 然后他就强奸了这个女人。
Can you believe that that statue is in front of the European Commission?
所以现在那个 像就放在这个欧盟总部的门口。
Especially if you know your Bible.
如果你读过圣经,
it's not just Babel.
不单单是巴比塔,
it is in the book of Revelation.
在创世纪,
13 and 14.
13、14章,
a woman rides on the back of the beast.
那是启示录第十三章、十四章, 讲到一个女人骑在一个野兽的身上。
Something terrible is happening.
现在这个可怕的事正在发生。
And most of God's people are asleep.
而神的百姓正在睡觉。
They have no idea what is happening.
对正在进行的事情毫无概念。
It is not flesh and blood.
这件事不是出于血气。
It is not a human conspiracy.
不是人自己的花刀,
it is Satan.
是魔鬼的诡计。
He is going to produce the Antichrist.
他要把这个敌基督做出来。
Now, dear brothers, come back to what I should be saying.
言归正传。
A terrible and a fearful change took place in Adam and Eve.
在亚当夏娃当时发生了可怕的事。
They chose a constitution that was to be the curse of human history.
他们两个人选择了一个选择，是成为整个人类历史的咒诅。
The Lord said, "In the day that you eat thereof, you will surely die."
神告诉他们，你们吃的日子必定死。
What did he mean?
神什么意思呢?
They lived a long, long life.
实际上他们长命,
they did die.
然后才死,
but they lived a long, long life.
可是他们非常长命,
much longer than anyone here, and there were some old ones here.
比我们在座任何一人都长,
much, much longer.
很长命.
What did the Lord mean?
但是神说这句话什么意思?
He meant that something within their human constitution was divorced from God.
神的意思乃是说, 在人的里面的最深处跟神的关系断了。
This spirit, which alone could contain the Lord, had died.
他们人最深的叫做灵, 这个灵的功能死了。
No meaning that it was exterminated.
这个死并不是消灭,
but it was lifeless.
而是失去功能了,
just like an electric light bulb away from the socket.
就好像你把个灯泡从那个灯座移开了, 不亮了,
it cannot give light.
不能够发光,
because it's not in the socket.
因为这个灯泡不在灯座上,
the power cannot get into it.
能力不进来了。
So man became dead in trespasses and sins.
因着这个缘故, 人就死于罪恶与过犯当中。
His soul became preeminent.
人的魂就成为最大了。
This I life of Adam.
这个亚当, 老亚当的性情。
The whole history, the whole of world history, on every level, is contained in this.
整个人类这6000年历史, 每一个片段都在这个原则的发展之下。
Thus the words of the Lord Jesus. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born anew, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
所以神的儿子说了这句话，我实实在在的告诉你们，人若不重生，就不能进神的国。
That which is born of the flesh is flesh，
从肉身生的就是肉身。
And that which is born of the spirit is spirit，
从灵生的乃是灵。
Marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born anew，
不要以我说你们需要重生为稀奇。
The only way we sang the hymn, out of my failure, shame and loss, Jesus I come.
我们刚刚唱的这首诗歌，我们要从我们的羞耻、我们的失败里面出来，耶稣我来。
The only way out of Adam.
能够从老亚当出来的唯一
道路。The only escape we can have from this constitution.
能够从这一个堕落的人性出来。
Is to be born again.
乃是重生。
To be born of the Spirit.
从灵生。
Listen again.
再听。
Wherefore if any man be in Christ,
若有人在基督里，
there is a new creation.
就是一个新造的。
All things have passed away.
就是已过。
Behold, all things have become new.
啊，一切都变成新的。
Did you hear that?
听见没有？
In Christ.
在基督里。
Only in Christ.
只有在基督里。
In Christ,
基督里，
there is a new creation.
就是新的创造。
The old has passed.
新就是已过。
The new has come.
新的来到了。
Dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
if you followed me so far,
如果到目前你还跟得上，
I come to what I consider to be the practical and relevant.Part of what I want to say.
下面我有一个很重要的话要说。
It is not enough to be converted.
仅仅重生不够。
It is not enough to be even born again.
重生得救不够。
You and I need to surrender that defaced image.
我们必须把我们这一个整个的人向神投降。
Before we can be conformed to the image of His Son,
在我们还没有能够被圣灵带磨成神儿子形象之前，
we have to surrender the defaced image we've been born with.
我们要把我们所有从旧造来的一切放弃。
Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
我要讲的点懂。
Does it dawn on you?
有没有在你里面好像曙光照亮？
It doesn't matter how many people are in this room.
今天不管在座有多少人。
There is an I life to every one of us.
我们每一个人都有一个我的生命。
And that is our problem.
这就是我们要问的问题。
I think,
我认
为， I know,
我知道，
I feel,
我觉得，
I want,
我要，
I shall have,
我一定要，
I,
都是我，
I first, I last,
第一也是我，最后也是我。
Give me, give me, give me,
我要，我要，我要。
Let me have it,
我要。
I only came to these meetings because I want some fullness in my life.
我来这个聚会就是因为我觉得我需要是灵性充满。
I want to be something.
我要做一个某了不起的人。
I want to get to know my Bible so I can lecture others.
我要学习圣经，我可以对人家讲道。
哎，
我
I first
都是以我为第一。
I last
我也是最后。
Just wait.
等一等。
This is not Christ.
这不是基督。
This is the old man.
搞了半天还是救我。
No wonder you have a civil war in your life.
所以你自己在那边打自己有争斗。
No wonder it rages backwards and forwards.
所以晃来又晃去。
It's obvious. It's explicable.
这个问题很清楚。
When I sometimes go into some assemblies, it's a civil war.
有的时候我到一些聚会的教会里面，你可以看到他们在打内战。
Unbelievable.
不能想象。
They're supposed to be the new man.
这些人都应该新的创造。
But they're very much the old man.
但看来看去都是老家伙。
I, and I.
都是我。
I don't have my needs met here. Funny thing is, they go off somewhere else to get the needs met, and in the end, they discover that their needs are not met there either.
可是有一天他离开到另外一个地方去, 搞了半天他还是没有使他的得到满足。
In the end, it is only in the Lord Jesus that your need will ever be met.
我们真正的需要只有在基督里才能够得满足。
But brother, but sister,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear family of God,
神的家园,
there is a price to pay.
有一个代价你要出的。
What is the price?
什么是这个代价呢?
Listen to me.
注意听,
this is not to do with your salvation.
这个跟你的救恩不发生直接的关系。
This is to do with your being changed into his likeness.
这个是跟你能不能够磨成神儿子的形象有绝对的关系。
Your salvation is a free gift.
你的救恩是神白白的恩典。
You can do nothing toward it.
你不能加一点什么减一点什么。
It has all been paid for.
这个恩典神老早就付清了他的代价。
The Lord Jesus saved you.
是基督拯救你。
And you could add nothing to it.
你没有办法加一点什么。
And if you think it was you coming to the Lord, let me tell you that there's a whole prehistory before you ever found the Lord.
如果你认为是你来到基督面前，我要告诉你，在你还没有来基督之前，神不知道做了多少的事为你。
Someone loved you.
有一人爱你。
From the beginning.
从太初。
Now let me come back to this.
现在我要拉回来。
There is a price.
我们要出一个代价。
What is the price?
什么是这个代价？
Your self-life.
就是对你的己生命。
Whosoever would seek to save his life. And in the Greek, the word psuche means soul or self-life, if you want to understand it best.
若有人要救自己的魂生命或者己生命这个字,
whoever would preserve his self-life,
你想要保留你自己的己生命,
you want to be saved,
要得救,
you want to get to heaven,
你要上天堂,
you want the Lord to clear up your message.
你要求神把你所有的问题解决。
You want the Lord to meet your needs.
你要神满足你的需要。
You want everything the Lord has.
一切为我。
But not at the price of my self-life.
但是我不愿意出舍己这个代价。
I want the Lord to be a kind of cosmetician doing me up.
我们希望神做我们的化妆师给我们打扮打扮。
Making me more pleasant.
化妆的, 看起来顺眼。
I still want to be I.
我还是我的样子。
I want to be in charge.
我做老板。
I don't want anyone else in charge.
别人管不了我。
I'm going to be in charge.
我是做老板的。
There's a price.
现在有一个代价。
Whoever seeks to preserve his self-life,
如果你要保留你的己生命,
shall lose it.
你就失丧你的生命。
And whoever loses his self-life for my sake and the gospel shall save it.
但是如果有人为福音为主丧失他的魂生命己生命他就得着生命。
Listen to the words of the Lord Jesus.
注意听主的话。
If any man would follow me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me.
若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起自己的十字架来跟从我。
Pretty stark, isn't it?
这是何等的艰难呢？
It is very interesting that when the Lord Jesus said this,
主说这句话的时候,
it was the first time he talked about his death and burial and resurrection.
乃是他讲到他自己的受苦受死的复活。
The supreme work of his life.
就是他整个工作的中心。
And Peter tried to stop him.
彼得马上跳起来要拦住他。
Oh, the motive was good.
他的动机当然是出于好意。
Maybe Peter had his eye on some kind of position in the kingdom.
彼得可能在想他在国度中的地位。
We can't have you dying, Lord. We'll stop that.
主啊, 你千万不能死啊。
We've got a vested interest in what you're going to do.
我们在你的身上已经投资很大了。
And Jesus turned to him and said, Get behind me, Satan.
但是没有想到主说，退到我后面去吧，撒旦。
Some of you may have heard me say this before, but it's worth saying again. If I were to say to you, Get behind me, Satan, looking right into your eyes, you would be horrified. You would go to Ted Ping and you would say, Don't have that man back again.
如果我看着你的眼睛对你说刚刚主耶稣的那句话，你会对彭广成弟兄说：“下次不要再请这个讲员了。”
And if Ted didn't listen to you, go to Brother Stephen.
如果 Ted 不听，那就要去跟江弟兄讲。
And you would say, I have never been so insulted in all my life.
啊，我这辈子从来没有人对我这么粗鲁的说话。
He looked straight into my eyes and said, Get behind me, Satan.
那个人对我说。 到我后面去,
I'm not Satan.
我不是撒旦的。
If he'd only said, Satan is troubling you.
如果他说撒旦在搅扰你,
that would have been acceptable.
那我可以接受。
If he'd said, you are thinking negative thoughts, that would have been even more acceptable.
如果那个人跟我说, 你在想消极的观念,
那我也可以接受。 But to look into my eyes and say, Get behind me, Satan. I'm not Satan. I'm the first of the apostles.
但是你是当着我的面, 叫我撒旦退到后面去, 我不是撒旦, 我是头号使徒啊。
He told me that I have the keys of the kingdom.
他刚刚才告诉我, 天国的钥匙要给我,
I can't be Satan.
我怎么能够成撒旦呢?
What was the Lord Jesus meaning?
到底主讲这句话什么意思?
Listen, look at the context. Then Jesus called the great multitude together.
我们刚刚念的那一段, 主把群众叫在一起,
with the disciples.
与门徒在一起,
as if this was the heart of the gospel.
好像现在要讲到整个福音的中心,
meaning you can be saved and still have a self life.
就是说我们这些人可以得救，可是我们的己生命还保留,
but you cannot follow him and have a self life.
但是如果你要保留你的己生命，你就不能够跟随主。
There is no way you can follow the Lord Jesus.
因为没有路。
You can only grow in knowledge.
你有很好的
academic knowledge,
这个知识学术的知识,
to follow the Lord Jesus.
但是你要跟随基督的话,
He said, If any man follow me, let him deny himself.
主说, 如果有人要跟从我, 让他否定自己。
And I think it's best understood like this.
更容易解,
if any man follow me,
任何人要跟随我,
let him give up all right. Himself. That's the heart of the matter.
这是整个的核心,
my rights.
我的权利,
my self rights.
我个人的利益,
we live in an age of rights.
今天我们是活在权利的时代,
baby's rights, the unborn rights, women's rights, trees' rights, bushes' rights, animal rights, everything's rights.
人权, 女人权, 授权, 授权, 等等等等。
Right. Jesus said, If you would be a follower of me, no rights.
主耶稣简单的话就是, 你要跟随我, 你就放弃所有权利。
A hired servant has rights.
雇工有权。
A bond slave has no rights.
但是奴隶没权。
Here is the cost of being a disciple.
这就是做耶稣门徒的代价。
You can be a convert.
你可以做一个改变的罪人。
But are you a disciple?
但是你是门徒吗?
Well, we must close. But isn't this tremendous what the Lord Jesus said.
主说的话是不是了不得?
How interesting it is in Ephesians 4, in the passage from which our brother Christian spoke last night, that in the verse 22, that ye put away as concerning your former manner of life, the old man.
昨天晚上我们弟兄用以弗所说第四章二十节、二十二节的这段话
waxes corrupt after the lusts of deceit, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
你们要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏了，又要将你们心智改换一新，穿上新人。
And put on the new man.
穿上新人。
I think this putting off of the old man and putting on the new man is to be explained very simply. It is a question of lordship.
这个保罗的这句话，脱下旧人，穿上新人，用另外一个表达的方式，就是谁是主的问题。
If Jesus is Lord,
如果耶稣是主,
you are putting off the old man.
那你要把旧人脱掉,
and you are putting on the new man.
穿上新人。
And you are being renewed in the spirit of your mind.
那你的心智就会改变。
Something is happening. Now you may not always feel something is happening.
你可能没有什么感觉。
But something is happening.
但是实际有改变。
Sometimes people come to me and say, almost weeping, oh, I feel I'm nowhere.
有些弟兄姊妹来找我的时候，带着眼泪说, 哎呀，好像我来到死路。
But we who know them,
但是我们认识你的人,
can see a great change taking place.
我们就发现在你生命中有巨大的改变。
The nearer you get to the Lord,
你越靠近主,
the more hopeless you feel you are.
你越看见自己没救了。
It's almost as if the Lord uses this to sort of give us the energy to go on and on and on with Him.
所以你就可以 发现神是有意的这样安排，让我们可以在这个绝望中来跟着他一步一步往前。
Who then is boss in your life?
到底你生命中谁是老板？
Let me ask it again.
让我再问一次。
Who then is boss in your life?
在你生命中谁是你的老板？
Are you?
你是吗？
If you pursue that, you will discover a poison within yourself.
如果你沿着这条思路一直追寻, 你会发现你的生命充满毒药。
It will destroy you.
最终杀掉你自己。
It will paralyze the work of the Holy Spirit.
如果,
changing you into His likeness.
你就会发现你这样的追求, 你把圣灵的工作在你身上完全停止了。
When you receive yourself like that under new management,
但是你把这个生命如果交给新的管理员,
your soul, your will, your reasoning power, your emotions, when you receive them back under a new boss, under the lordship of Jesus, it is a tremendous thing.
但是你反过来，如果你肯把你的魂、你的心思、你的意念、你的情感，通通交给这个新的主人，让他来管理的话，你就会发现你这个人有很奇妙的改变。
The Apostle Peter makes a declaration, a statement in his first letter, which is very interesting.
彼得在他的彼得前书说了这句非常重要有意思的话,
Sanctify Christ as Lord in your heart.
你要在你的心里面尊主为圣,
Set Him apart as Lord in your life.
在你的生命中, 你让基督分别为圣, 尊重他。
Who is God? In your life.
你的生命中到底谁是主?
Set the Messiah, aside as Lord in your life.
你要尊耶稣基督为主，在你的生命中。
If you do,
如果你就是这样做，
you will discover the truth that is contained in another amazing scripture in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12.
那你就会体验这个希伯来书四章的这一句奇妙的话语。
The word of God is living, active, and sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing between soul and spirit.
神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更利更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入破开。
This spiritual laser surgery,
这是属灵的这个开刀。
That divides spirit from soul.
它能够把灵与魂分开，
can be painful,
很痛苦，
but it is absolutely necessary.
但是是必须的。
Otherwise, you always think that your will is the will of the Lord.
不然的话，你老是把你自己个人的旨意当作神的旨意。
That your voice is the voice of the Lord.
你的声音就是神的声音。
Actually,It is not his voice, but the voice of your soul.
但实际那根本就不是主的声音，是你自己的声音。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, we must end. But the cross removes. The Holy Spirit produces life and power.
当你付这个代价的时候，你需要的能力是圣灵赋予给我们的。
Note that little phrase, even as from the Lord, the Spirit.
我们刚刚读的哥林多书里面告诉我们，好像是主的灵所变成的。
Let me come back to what I said at the beginning.
让我回到我开始的点。
The Holy Spirit is the supervisor and the manager of your being transformed into the image of His Son.
关于我们能够磨成神的形象的这件事情，圣灵是整个工程的监管人与经理。
He wants the keys of your life.
他在你身上所要求的就是所有的钥匙。
Keys represent authority.
钥匙代表权柄。
He wants the keys of your life.
他要你生命中的钥匙。
Even as from the Lord, the Spirit.
好像从主的灵变成。
How can he be Lord?
他怎么样成为我们的主？
If you retain the keys.
钥匙却在你的手里。
How can he be Lord if you are the boss?
他怎么能做主，如果你自己却当老板？
No way.
没办法。
A new man...A new creation leading to all things new.
这个新人新的创造把一切都更新了。
We shall be like him.
这样我们才能够像他。
The process is now.
那这整个改变的过程是现在。
And we don't have so much.
而现在我们都知道时间不多了。
Things are now moving so fast that unless we have real dealings with the Lord, we shall be overtaken by the events.
今天在我们周遭的事物所发生的脚步非常的快，如果我们现在不抓紧时间来面对我们的主，我们有一天会诧异啊，来不及了。
Let's be quiet for one moment.
让我们大家安静在主的面前。
Now in this quietness,
在我们安静的时候
，Don't just be vacant.
我们不要脑筋空白。
Think
让我们好好的想
，Who is my boss？
谁是我的主人
？Who has the keys of my life？
谁掌握我生命中的钥匙？
Dear Lord,
亲爱的主,
help us to surrender that defaced image.
帮助我们把那一个屈扭的那个人性放弃。
Put off the old man with all his doings.
所有的旧人让我们脱下来。
Help us to give you the keys of our life.
帮助我们把我们生命中所有的钥匙都转给你。
Help us, Lord.
主啊，帮助我们。
Have mercy upon us.
怜悯我们
，our worldliness，
我们的世俗化
，our lukewarmness，
我们不冷也不热
，the many issues in our lives that we have not allowed you to deal with，
我们生命中有好些的禁区，我们不让你来掌权。
Lord，
主啊
，take this word and Lord make it so real in us that we cannot escape it。
求你把今天你的话语在我们每一个人生命中变成真实，叫我们没有一个人逃走。
Dear Spirit of God，
圣灵啊
，You never draw attention to yourself。
你从来不把人的眼目集中在你的身上。
Do your essential work in every one of our lives。
但是求你在我们在座每一个人的生命中，求你来做你要做的工。
Make us Christ-like.
让我们真的像基督。
Change us into His likeness.
改变我们像神的儿子。
Help us to repent of any grieving that we have done.
让我们
of Him.
对圣灵所有担忧的事情，让我们能够忧愁而悔改。
Or any quenching.
任何让圣灵拦阻圣灵的工作的，求主让我们悔改。
Be free to do your own work.
主啊，你有绝对的自由在我们身上来行你所要行的。
We ask it in the name of our Messiah, the Lord Jesus.
我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督宝贵的尊名。
Amen.